the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the voice of the Cape.
Of the millennials. With Yasin Kipi. Igniting the youth.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to the Voice of the Cape with myself, Yasin Kipi. It's been an interesting program thus far. We spoke to some representatives of a team that is putting a policy forward that will eradicate any exams on Eid and any other religious holidays. So that's good news, but the tough news is that it's still a long way to go. Constitutional Court interprets it one way, UCT interprets it a different way, and there's so many other universities who have made room. In fact, the WCD in the Western Cape has also made room for the fact that there will be no exams etc. on Eid, but not yet UCT. So that's a big issue. Staying with UCT, and UCT has been quite on fire in terms of the events and the various initiatives, especially from Muslim students. The 2018 Muslim Research Expo, and I believe it's the first of its kind, flagship event that will be hosted by the UCT MSA Postgraduate Committee from 31st of August to the 1st of September, the end of this month, and it will showcase research done by Muslim students at UCT, UWC, and Stellenbosch University, bring together various postgraduate students and of course undergraduate students as well, in terms of seeing what's out there and networking among Muslim students. And to talk to us more about that, we're joined in studio by the organizers, and that's Adli Peck and Benjamin Bosch. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Adli, start, to tell us about the initiative exactly. It's really amazing.
Yes, shukran for having us, Yasin. The initiative was started, or was one of the brainchilds of Benjamin and some of Molina Zakaria. And the idea is that the MSA in general and universities focuses a lot on undergraduates, the experience and providing a family, a Muslim family, for undergraduates at campuses. And over my experience, I've noticed that the postgraduates lack that exposure to a Muslim family and networking on their campuses. In addition, many of our parents in our community don't really know what postgraduates are doing. Are you still studying? Is the common question that is asked by our parents. And the idea behind the Muslim Postgraduate Initiative was, let us showcase what our Muslim postgraduate students are doing in terms of research, and also let's show excellence that the Muslim Ummah is contributing towards research in academia. At the same time, we have the opportunity to network with each other across various faculties and boundaries. So we have students in commerce and health science and engineering, and if we can all bring our knowledge to the table, I'm sure therefore we can work towards a better future for the community, inshallah.
What's the hope from this, Benjamin?
Bismillah. So we try to look at what we're trying to do as Muslims in this time. We live in the 21st century where we have all these resources. And at academic level, what do we do with our time as Muslim youth at this time? And we look at the difference between undergrad students and postgraduate students, and what resources can we extract from these different types of students. If you look at Muslims back in the day, 1,000 years ago, we speak about the golden age of Islam and everything they've contributed, and how can we look at that legacy? How can we carry on that legacy of, all the great things that they achieved? So, for example, we know about algebra is quite part of Islam, and how it grew, and we use algebra today, for example, in mathematics. Mm-hmm. But I don't think most Muslims, even Muslim parents or students, actually know at high school that algebra came from Islam itself, and that contribution to society is such a benefit, for example. So we want to kind of carry on that legacy that the Muslims started 1,000 years ago, obviously, with everything that started after the advent of Islam. And we want to look at extracting the resources of Muslims today, postgraduate students specifically, because they actually have a value in society. They actually have a value in contributing to society. And how can we showcase that to the Muslim youth as well as the Muslim community? And as Adli was saying, what are they actually doing as a time as a student?
That's the value of bringing people together, really, because the context, you know, the golden age of Islam was when the Muslims were in control of their own societies. We're living in a Muslim minority country, mm-hmm. and like we have the Waqf system, that's really amazing, and we have Awqaf South Africa, who are trying to restore that. We're also having, you know, this Muslim research expo to bring people just together, not working in silos, but just to bring them together. It's a good platform for different things. Tell us about some of the topics that people will be discussing or presenting on that weekend.
So the Muslim Research Expo will be the flagship event for the MSA Postgrad Initiative. Although this is started by UCT MSA, we're trying to branch it out to the various campuses, Stellenbosch, UWC and CPUT. At the expo, we will be hosting some plenary speakers, so there's some Muslim academics, lecturers. We have Mr. Sadiq Tofa, who is in the architecture department at UCT, and he's doing some interesting work in studying the decolonial urbanization of Boerkop and certain sites in the Western Cape region. Mm-hmm. Some of the other plenary speakers includes Dr. Habib Noorbai, who is currently a postdoc. He did his PhD in cricket backlift, basically. He was focusing on how to improve Hashim Amla and our protease cricket stances. And he's also Mr. South Africa 2017, believe it or not. And so he will be speaking on the importance of integrating the community with the humanitarian work and with academic knowledge. So in terms of the format of the expo, we will be having our students will be presenting oral and poster presentations. So we have masters, honors, and postdoc and PhD students showcasing their work in sciences. And from that, we will be choosing first and second prizes for our students who will be giving the best presentations. The criteria for these presentations is obviously that they need to showcase their work to the audience in a diverse setting. So we're aimed at high school students, we're aiming this at the undergraduates, we're also aiming it at postgraduates. And in this sense, we hope that the community will be able to get a grasp of what it happened, what important and valuable contribution our Muslim postgraduates are making at university level.
And just that topic of, you know, Mr. Sadiq Tofa about decolonial urbanization or urban planning, that's something that you might not think is very Islamic just at the surface level. It is, if you look deeper. But someone who studied architecture, did his postgrad, lecturer, etc., etc., and now he's focusing on a very specific research field and he's trying to contribute to the society. And that's exactly what we need. You want to inspire, you know, the young people to do more Muslim-led projects? Am I understanding that correctly? Or are the projects supposed to be Islamic, you know, particularly Islamic?
Well, I don't think you can distinguish the two. Mm-hmm. You know, Al-Ta'ala is the Rabb of all the sciences, mathematics, and the whole sciences, engineering, the arts, architecture. So mm-hmm. I don't think we can actually distinguish between, you know, this is not Islamic project or not. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, this is all part of Al-Ta'ala's education that we're trying to understand and develop on as ourselves, that everybody has different skills and things we try to learn. And over time, we just try to, I guess, benefit society in that sense. So, alhamdulillah, the purpose of the research expo, I think, is also just to broaden our perspective of what it is to be a Muslim in today's time and the benefit we can provide to a society, as has happened in the past 1,400 years. So we're trying to also look at other factors, as Ali spoke about, bring high school students in and undergrads and giving just a better perspective of what options you have as a student at UCT, as well as we have people from industry as well, mm-hmm. from top businesses that are going to be part of this as well, that actually have the knowledge and expertise that can help and advise postgrad students. There's a bigger vision, I guess, behind the postgrad initiative. This is our flagship that we're trying to start with, but I think Ali can just look at the different areas that we're trying to focus on, beyond the flagship as well, maybe.
Yes, Shukran, that is true. The flagship event is just our launch event. However, the idea behind the Muslim Postgrad Initiative mm-hmm. is quite broad. Essentially, what we are trying to do is network knowledge across the board between academic and Islamic scholarship. So we've got invited Medina Institute to participate. The Muslim Judicial Council will also be attending. We also have contacted IPSA. So we're not limiting our knowledge to academic knowledge. Our idea is to bridge and let us use knowledge in general to further the goals of uplifting the Muslim Ummah.
Yeah, it's bridging, you know, scientific and perhaps sacred sciences that you're trying to. My point was earlier on is that because we have lots of perhaps students at a secular university, and then we also have students who study at Islamic institutions, there's a need for both Muslims to unite, but also Muslims to lead projects that look at areas that are needed. So what is the Islamic perspective on artificial intelligence? These are things that you're also trying to inspire in people as well.
That is absolutely correct. I mean, we have so many social problems that are coming from all the new technology. What is a Muslim perspective of AI, for example, or for urbanization, or for various, or in the health cases as well as medication? What is the Islamic perspective? We need our Islamic scholars to have the traditional understanding, but you also need professionals, actually, you know, to be educated in those fields as well, to have the combination of the both. We can't be separate. We have to combine knowledge to, inshallah, provide the best course forward.
So the Muslim Research Expo happening on the 31st of August to the 1st of September. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we'll get some more details on how people can get involved just after this break.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo. Love is behind all the greatest stories of our lives. And the greatest love of all is Allah's. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the days most loved by Allah. So give Qurbani in 30 countries worldwide. Give Qurbani. Give love with Islamic Relief.
Listen up, Skapstad. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop chop shop, the Lamborghini of all meat markets, the Bifana Bifana of butchers, make no mistake. For the best quality and the best price, in Grassy Park, Pick and Pay local stores, Blue Downs and Athlone, there's only one place where you'll find the perfect meaty steak. Busy Corner Meat Hyper Stores. So don't be a chop man. Make a bull run down to Busy Corner Meat Hyper Stores, where people meet.
Yours is a month of doodles and dreams, of bathrooms and kitchens, tiles, taps, and the smallest little details. Because you're not simply revamping your home, you're designing your home. That's why you come to us. At Builders, we're happy to help. And you get the best deals on the widest range of quality products. Here we know, you're not just a doer, you're a builder. Get to Builders, get it done.
Universal Travel and Tours have the following amazing Umrah packages available. All flights into Medina departing from the 20th of December 2018 to the 6th of January 2019. Economy packages starting from 17,900 Rand per person. Room only, 4 sharing. 5-star Mövenpick Zamzam Towers, 4 sharing in a room for only 22,600 Rand per person. For more information, contact Sheikh Omar David on 021-705-9365 or 072-660-3292. We specialize in holiday destinations, ticketing, and all types of leisure tours. Universal Travel and Tours.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Sawt al-Alfiyat, Voice of the Millennials,
with Yasin Kipi,
igniting the youth.
Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the Muslim Research Expo that's taking place from the 31st of August to the 1st of September, two-day program. The 31st of August happening at 2 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. And then on the 1st of September, a bit of a longer day there. A showcase of research conducted by Muslim postgraduate students, also featuring plenary speakers from the Muslim community. And we have Adli Peck and Benjamin Bosch in studio. A lot takes you know, goes into organizing these events, and it's led by students themselves who are still studying or still busy. You're a PhD candidate in chemical engineering. You know, Benjamin has his master's also in engineering. It's really difficult, and so you need everyone on board, isn't it so, Adli? And of course, there's prizes, and there'll be businesses there, but the more the merrier.
No, definitely. We have quite a few Muslim postgrads at UCT, and alhamdulillah, the team that we've been working with has really put aside their studies for a period so that they can assist in organizing this event. And I think that's one of the symbols of a Muslim, in that you're not only focused into one block, you're always spread across your entire sphere, and Islam carries across that entire sphere. So when you're in your academic environment, or when you're at home, or when you're at, in your... Your Islam is a basis for all of the these various platforms. And alhamdulillah, the community is going to see some of the best research that has ever been conducted in the world. Because remember, to be a postgraduate, you're not just at the bottom of your field. You're at the University of Cape Town or the University of Stellenbosch. So you have to be, make sure that you're at the top of your field in your research. And I feel that for the postgraduate, the Muslim postgraduates at the in the community, we are not recognized for the intellectual capabilities or the intellectual contribution that they're making to the world in terms of their field. And I would love for the Muslim community to come out and to see and to embrace our Muslim postgrads and show that they support and they would welcome the knowledge that we are bringing into society.
When I look at UCT's postgraduate studies website or anything, I'm actually shocked as a student, let alone if you're not even a student at the universities, at how many Muslims are actually involved. Yeah. It's really amazing. It's obviously happening at UCT's upper campus, and you can get involved by contacting UCTMSA.postgrads. That's postgrads with an S at gmail.com. Benjamin, who is the target audience? Who do you want, you know, to attend?
Alhamdulillah, the Muslim community in general, but this is obviously open to you know, high school students and students that are curious what do students actually do at UCT at an academic level. So alhamdulillah, we've gotten great support just from the students themselves. I mean, I think the true essence of Barakah, where things are just, people have just come to us, and the support thing, people have gone out of their way, taken the time out of their way to really support us. And we've been contacted by MSA Cape, MSA Union, just got the support. Alhamdulillah, we've even, you know, aiming for the stars here, we've contacted other MSAs from internationally as well, in the US and the UK, just to kind of get the support. This is an initiative we want to spark, ignite something in the Muslim Ummah itself, just to tell them, look, we need to wake up. We need to show what the Muslims are doing. We are a great community, and we need to show alhamdulillah, we have a ability to benefit society in general. So I think Muslims in general need to know that, like, we are actually benefiting society, and ordinary Muslims need to know that we, like, our families, our parents, brothers and sisters, we need to know that these are things that are happening. And inshallah, if they can support us and come to UCT on the 31st of August and 1st of September, just to support that, they'll be fantastic, inshallah.
Absolutely. And of course, if you want to get in contact with any of my guests or guests here tonight, you can contact uctmsa.postgrads@gmail.com. That's the email address. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to mention, your closing remarks? Anything?
Yes. The last thing that I wanted to mention was that without the support of a Muslim community and such as Voice of the Cape, I think in terms of Sons of Scholarships, in terms of the Muslim Judicial Council that has supported some of our Palestinian academics, we have Palestinians that are doing postgraduate studies at UCT and our various campuses. Without this Muslim community support, our postgraduate never have gotten this far. And alhamdulillah, we are real shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to our Muslim community for their support.
Well, absolutely. It's really amazing to see, you know, the working together and what that can create. And so, again, if you'd like to attend this, and you should definitely attend it at the UCT up campus on the 31st of August and the 1st of September, you can contact uctmsa.postgrads@gmail.com. It's open to everyone. It's free of charge, I believe, right? Is that so, Benjamin?
That is correct. So there'll be the Friday after Juma, the session there, and then obviously the longer day on Saturday, where we have from the morning until the afternoon, we'll have snacks and food available as well. But please, inshallah, please support it. It's a great cause for Islam.
And of course, if you want to sponsor any eatables or anything, then you can contact that email address as well, uctmsa.postgrads@gmail.com. We'll take a break now, and when we'll do Janaza notices now, and we'll come back, we'll continue with the show.
So, to Lelfiat.
Voice of the Millennials.
With Yasin Kipi.
Igniting the youth.